On the show today, we have founder of Federal Credit Union's very own Bob Bender giving us the credit union perspective of a complete remote conversion, and this one went to Correlations Keystone, so check it out. Before we get on with today's episode, I want to let you know about QMutual Group's upcoming 2020 Discovery Conference coming up actually on August 13th. This free online conference is designed to help boost your strategic planning with timely information, innovative ideas, and key insights. So don't miss this opportunity to attend. Click on the banner below the show notes to register, and I'll see you there. Now on with the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Bob Bender from Founders Federal Credit Union in the beautiful state of South Carolina. Bob, how you doing?
Doing great, Mike. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Hey, we're talking about something really cool. We were talking before the recording about, I was telling you a story, Bob, about when the pandemic first hit. One of my, being a professional and being involved with core processors over the years, my first thought was like, oh my gosh, how are they going to get any conversions done? Because that's traditionally an in-person task. But your credit union and the folks at Correlation managed to turn this into a remote task. So give us a quick rundown on what happened there. And then I want to start with, what were your initial thoughts when this whole thing happened? It's like, you're like, oh my gosh, we have a conversion coming up. How are we going to do it? Was it something like that, or?
You know, it wasn't, Mike. I'll have to say, as a CTO, you're constantly looking for breaking points and challenge of reducing those break points. And one place we always fail is in the business continuity planning. You never seem to be able to test, can you work from remote? So we accomplished quite a bit. And I think with Correlation's help, we also accomplished this way ahead of the live date. So okay. You have your mocks, you have your dress rehearsals, and you have something else called pre-engagement. And I think we'll talk a little bit more about that. But I think for core conversion with Correlation, really take advantage of that. We felt very comfortable, and I think in our minds, both sides, both Correlation and Founders, we already assumed the remote aspect of it way before it came.
Really?
So okay. I think the pressure was more of the focus shifting from something we had spent so much time, given such a long runway to. It was shifting to something we didn't anticipate, and then shift again. You know, the economy, everything shutting down. I mean, there was just constant shifts. How are we going to keep focus? How are we going to keep people engaged? And I think Correlation helped us. I think the platform itself and how we staged that before all this hit was just put us in a huge place for success. So yeah. I don't think we feared it at all. I mean, okay. I think it felt very natural.
Okay.
And luckily we weren't the first ones.
Yeah. Exactly.
So we might have been the third ones to do this with us.
Something like that. Yeah.
So it was actually very comfortable. It was a natural fit.
Yeah, because that leads me to my next question. Is like I'm just kind of imagining what the planning sessions were like. But like you said, you had a long enough runway that you guys kind of actually almost maybe even prepared for this unknowingly beforehand. It seems that's what it sounds like.
I think Correlation was similar to us. We did a big investment to our remote locations and their ability to do training sessions with 150 people here, 75 people in there. So we could spin up 300 people into a training session operated remote with Correlation's training. And we were doing that through after mocks. So instead of going through our contractual mocks, we were adding mocks to that and doing them remote. So when that time came, we said, let's get everybody out.
Yeah.
How do we keep places up and running was the shift to that. These other things of how do we do our core conversion just naturally flowed. So we were very fortunate and a little lucky that we did that investment ahead of time.
Yeah, no doubt. I've heard so many credit unions that invested in like remote technology, remote worker technology or something like that before the pandemic even hit. And they're like, oh my gosh, we're thanking our lucky stars that we did that, because if we didn't, we would be in a world of hurt. So I heard lots and lots of stories like that. So I know the luck factor all too well here. But I mean, I want to get to kind of the heart of the matter here. It's like, so how did the remote conversion work? I mean, I don't want you to reveal any top secret information or anything like that, but how exactly did it work? Because again, like we said at the top of the show, this was this was traditionally an in-person endeavor, but now it's, you know, completely remote. So how did it work? Just kind of give us a quick an overview.
You know, I'll touch base again on those pre-engagements with correlation. I think the remote, the core conversion itself, there is a human touch, and that could be missed in a completely remote. But the pre-engagement, for our standpoint, we kind of fulfilled that need. We knew each other. We traveled out to San Diego. They came here. So we weren't missing that part, and I think that's still a critical part. I'm not sure how you fill that going forward, but it went to schedule. It was to the minute. You know, we turned our data over, you know, all our member data and our whole faith over at around 9:30 at night. And by 6:30 in the morning, we saw our data, the end result of their effort. And it was exactly as anticipated. So the whole schedule through the weekend of that core conversion mapped very closely to the templates that they worked through us very diligently. And while where those templates might have been a little lacking in our needs, that was quickly addressed through WebExes, through conference calls. And it was, again, they had felt like they were doing this for years. And with that confidence of their delivery, it made us more confident in our ability to execute, to where when we opened that door Monday morning, again, we didn't take a holiday weekend for this core conversion, the 3-day normal that most people did. We were very comfortable in opening our doors Monday and executing as planned, and we did. So kudos to that team at Correlation, their product, and making us feel so comfortable with that. It is as advertised. It's an ease to the user. It brings a new light to the industry, to its, you know, technology, that data transformation. It really takes a lot of burden that the older systems, maybe you brought along with you, that ball and chain you bring over the years. And that's what happens when you grow a system for, in our case, 30 years.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, were there any challenges or any hiccups or anything like that that you want to share, but how you overcame them as well? But I mean, the only thing that I could think of is just, I can't really think of anything actually. So,
you know,
just being get really in the country would be the only thing that I could think of, you know?
Yeah, you know, it is a West Coast, East Coast core conversion. To get ready for that, you lost 2 whole days in travel.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So that's a huge aspect that came back to us preparing for this. And I almost left that out, but, you know, taking that person out of their from home, and they had to travel, good food, bad food, missed flights, bad hotel, good hotel, whatever that is, you eliminate those issues, and all of a sudden they're back at the office. Their day kind of extends by nature, whether they're in the office or not, kind of, and they have access to those experts back at the office. Mm-hmm. We actually saw a huge benefit in the remote conversion, and I would go that route every time. Really? With a partner like Correlation. It really did benefit us. And we saw it immediately within the first week. We were getting longer sessions, more hours. There was no more travel days. Correlation took to this just as fast as we did. And they, you know, the benefits came to us right away. So there was no more out of pocket time for the experts. So it really, you know, was there any gotcha moments? I hate to say that it was kind of boring, but
but a good thing in this case.
But it was a good kind of boring. You wanted it was still long days. It was still anticipation and a little, you know, over concern. But I have to say that for the most part, the board and executive were very happy from what we committed. We sweat during practice, not during the game, and it paid off.
I was actually going to bring that up because you put that in your notes that you sent over to me, and I want you to explain what that means to folks out there. You sweat during practice, so you don't have to sweat during the game. What does that mean exactly?
It means we're going to probably be a little more detailed than we need to be in our game plan, in our run books, and we want to execute that until it's muscle memory. Mm-hmm. And I got to say that to the board and executive, the founders, very much gave us the runway we needed for this. And you want a very long runway. I feel for those credit unions try to do this in 9 months, 10 months. You know, it's just, you add the contract in there, and it just, you really have got to invest in your data capital. Right. Clean, clean, clean. And you can't, there's going to be problems along the way. There's going to be, you know, we had a lot of key people, different key people. You'll see one go out for open heart surgery, another one be affected by family issues. And with back to the remote, when you can be at home and those things hit, it's not, it's still an impact, but not quite as much to the project. Okay. So, yeah. So I got to say, we love the remote feeling of a core conversion. Again, though, we definitely simulated it again and again. Mm-hmm. Not only asking correlation to step up and bring that ability to us, which they did every time, but it, within our own group, we asked an awful lot, and they delivered. So, again, just a wonderful experience to be 16 days and 7 hours onto a live system without any major issues. Not that I'm counting, but...
No, I mean, in your notes that you sent to me, the live day that you said there was, it was just like another, it's just like just another day, you know? So that's the kind of conversion that you want.
Yes.
The type of live day. Tell me about like third party vendor. I mean, I know you guys have an in-house QSO. So how did or in even working with any third party vendors during this time too, how did that whole thing work? If you guys had to do that.
Well, and again, we relied on our QSO from the project management standpoint, and that really benefited us because you weren't learning a new style or anything. But project management really led us to where we needed. They always kept us on task, and it was really, again, a well-executed plan. In the beginning, we even remodeled some areas because we anticipated up to 40 critical vendors being on site. We had zero vendors on site. Looking back, we needed zero vendors on site. The savings alone in that, the test plans, and to really take those on ourselves was a good feeling. So, you know, the old way of doing a core conversion was that vendor was right there with you. And they were willing to do that. But then at the end, they were saying, hey, we're not traveling. It's like, yeah, it's okay. Correlation and Founders, we've got this. And we really felt confident again with their confidence and their product. We really, really did feel confident in that. And I would say looking back, it was the right decision. You get a lot of confusion with a lot of people, and to stick to your plan is a wonderful thing. So in the end, we got some nice remodeled areas that we'll fill with some work folks when they're back in, but we didn't need them for the vendors.
That's good news for sure. Hey, what does this mean for core conversions moving forward? Because I know, again, at the beginning of this whole thing when the pandemic hit, I think there were a lot of nervous credit unions out there, whether they were converting to Correlations Keystone or another core out there. But now that these are kind of under the belt, so to speak, and successfully done, I think maybe the nerves might not be so frayed anymore. Now it might be, hey, this is kind of a comfortable thing. So having said that, what do you think this means for conversions moving forward?
You know, that's a great question. I think it's going to, you know, what you can measure, you can manage. And I think when you're setting groups of key people off all the time, you lose focus, you lose the ability to bring back and improve a process. I think you centralize this and you don't travel, you're going to have those occasions you have to be on site, but you're going to be able to really get a repeatable process that you can measure the results. And that's with a vendor that might be drifting a little out of, you know, change control or getting back to you quick enough in response, you're going to start to see things connect and make more sense. There's going to be more measurables, and we're going to improve this. I feel the industry is going to improve this process. And a 2-day, you might even see a 1-day turnaround. I know that sounds incredible, but if you look at your runway and you know, there's not a lot of cores out there, and you actually see what the lift is in your major projects, and you do those ahead of time, and you're ending up with your core and a connector to that, it really is a fast process. Mm-hmm. And it can, you know, there's some areas that can be improved even, you know, even more efficiently. But again, it's still the need to just trust the process. Right. Your vendor's going to take you through this. You don't have to recreate everything. When you hear that, don't convert to yourself. Don't think you've got to go out and buy everything new. It's really about people and process in the end.
I love it. Love it. Sounds like it's probably going to be maybe a hybrid approach moving forward once we get on the other side of this thing, whenever that will be. But yeah, it sounds like it'll be a hybrid of something of sorts. So yeah, I think it's going to be, I think it's kind of a blessing in disguise here. This is going to be really much more efficient and great for both parties, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. To your point, I think we did prove a lot. COVID-19 made us prove a lot. We, as an organization, moved 300 people remotely in 4 days. And before we did not, right, we're in three different time zones with workforce, but that was very small. And you had to change, and not to let down your security, not to lose sight of your projects is, I think, only going to make us stronger as an industry.
Oh, agreed, fully agree. And I think it's going to be actually kind of exciting the next 6 months or so to see what comes of this. So yeah, I'm really kind of anxious to see what that brings up. But last question for you here, Bob, because I know you got a lot on your plate, so I won't keep you. What advice do you have for creatives out there looking to do the same thing? Because I know in your notes you gave me kind of Bob's top suggestions. So
yes,
want to play on those or if you want to. But I just think these are, I mean, a lot of people are looking for advice, and I think you guys have been there, done that. So whatever you can provide would be very helpful.
Well, I think it was, you know, we were looking at this for a while, and I think correlation allowed us to look at it in some different views. And one of it was going to a core conversion. I don't know what that means today, maybe remotely, but going and actually living that 7 days of somebody else's core conversion, not to judge them, but to start to draw up your runbook, your playbook for this, and see what they run into, because we'll each run. You might have a telco problem. You might have key people that have to leave. Just various things that you may not anticipate. And the other thing is even today, if you're not thinking about going to the core conversion, start cleaning up your data. That data capital, that data transformation is key. But don't bring orphaned, non-performing information. Don't lug that along. Invest clean. Reach out to vendors, your vendors. You know, one of our, we have a lot of vendors. One of the key ones was like IMM and their service to bring over your documents into correlation. One, they're an expert at it, mm-hmm. and we were not. Two, we ended up with their help reducing 70% of our documents.
Wow.
So we never knew that was available to us. And I touch on that. That's one vendor. There's other vendors. There's other, try to reach out to and buy down any service you can. And I say that to maybe the groups that like to do things on their own or think they can do it on your own. Buy the advantage you can, whether that's data cleanup, whether that's documents, whether that's reports. There's companies out there like Switch Things, the Fit group out there, Pure IT, I think it's not, buy down the service, work a deal, understand your vendor. And I'll leave you with this, because
sure.
This is kind of a funny one I didn't expect. Pay your bill with your core. And what I mean there is we pay our bill. What are you talking about? Well, what bill you get monthly may not be what corporate has. And what we found is that we had outstanding bills for 4 years. Now, some of those were credits not applied. Some of those were actually things that got misdirected. But that's not what we saw in our quarterly bill. And you don't want to be getting your last cut of data contingent on you paying your bill. And you find out you've got to resolve these because it's not a fast effort there if it's been a while. And we didn't expect that. We've been dealing with this region, and we had to go to corporate. And it was, you know, it was a learning. There's a lot of learning lessons to learn there. So talk a lot. The group is very open. Credit unions are very open. Correlation can help you get the help and get it early. It's not an inexpensive venture, but the more time again you put into your run book, the better. Get your BCP and DR executed and in stone. Burn in that hardware as soon as possible. Again, back to correlations pre-engagement. We had our hardware a year ahead, probably 6 months ahead of what they normally do, but we experienced 5 or 6 critical items from firmware. You know, there's patch management, but there's firmware management on mm-hmm. systems. Hardware failures happen all the time. Burn it in, whether that's a people and process, hardware, software, whatever you can buy down, do it early.
Yeah, good advice for sure. Yeah, and oh gosh, this is such timely stuff. So Bob, yeah, thank you so much for this information. I think a lot of people are really going to benefit from this. So appreciate it. Again, I know you have limited time, so I'm going to let you get back to work, and I appreciate the time. And yeah, keep up the good work, and congrats on a successful remote conversion. So good stuff.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. That was fun. Well done.